Today's podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Okay, guys, appreciate you coming out. Try to help you out with what I can.
Greg, is there anything you could pinpoint why you haven't gotten a turnover the last 3 weeks? And then, I guess, going forward, how crucial will it be to win the turnover battle against a Michigan State team that doesn't really turn it over?
Yeah, it's going to be very critical. Michigan State's excellent with the football. We need to continue to work at it. We have not changed how we work at it. And I hate when coaches say it's kind of like you get into a batting. I don't believe that. I believe you do certain things, and that ups the chances of creating takeaways. And when you don't do them, don't expect them to come, pennies from heaven. That's not the way it works. So we need to do a better job coaching, and then a better job executing the techniques that create takeaways.
Just when you look at this Michigan State team, I mean, how different do they look compared to the team that you faced last year? Because I know they had a lot of roster turnover overall.
Well, they did. They had some portal guys. They also, you got to remember now, that game, we all practiced during school. Like, that's a whole different look, as I've said before. I think different programs were affected differently. Now, this is real.
Greg, do you have any update on Bo and Raekwon from the weekend?
Well, they're both banged up. Hopefully they'll be able to go Saturday. We're going to have to wait and see. They're getting treatment, and hopefully they'll be good.
Greg, this is a time of year when your depth starts to get questioned. How happy are you with the development, across the board?
Well, I do think we have some really good young players in our program that are getting valuable reps in practice. We do a lot of developmental work for them. So we are building depth as we speak, sometimes not quite as quickly as you need to, but overall I'm pleased.
How is their run game different, I guess, from what Michigan did? I know Walker's having a big season so far.
How is it what, Crutch?
How do they compare, I guess, and contrast to Michigan's run game?
You know what? Most people in college football are kind of doing similar things. Everybody has their own twist on it schematically. But they're very productive, just as Michigan is. So must be something in the water in that state. They're all running the ball very well.
Greg, there's been a lot of talk on social media about Mel Tucker using the keep chopping slogan. Any reaction to that?
We've been doing keep chopping since 2005. And Dr. Kevin Elko is the person who gave it to me. He actually gave it to me in 1999 when I was at the University of Miami. Didn't just give it to me, gave it to our whole staff. And it's funny how things get tucked away and then come out. But that's become much more than a word in this program. So we really, live by that. That's kind of our big part of our culture.
Now, Patrice, after the two games, what have you seen from him?
Well, number one, we're blessed that he's with us, right? A valuable acquisition during the off season, and unfortunately, he got injured, as you know, in training camp. But he's come back strong. I wouldn't say that he's got all the rust off, but he's certainly getting better every snap, and that'll be important going down, into the middle and then later part of the season. As Bobby mentioned, depth is a big concern as you get into the latter parts.
Greg, I'm just curious, when you have a situation like with Najee where he's not available for the first half but he can play in the second half, is that different from a game-planning perspective when a guy is going to be out that week or a guy gets hurt during the game? How do you handle that when you're going to have a guy but not until the third quarter?
Well, I think it would be different if he was a starter, first of all. He provides depth, so now our depth is affected by that. He does some things, again, in depth in the kicking game, so that's affected. And then you gain that depth in the second half, so how do you want to practice? So it does create some uncertainties. It's just not regular, line it up, let's go. You look at the situation, you figure out how do we want to do this, what's the best way to do it. It's a reality, it's what happened, and we got to deal with it.
Greg, go ahead. No, you go.
Greg, there's a new name on the depth chart this week in Gus Solanskis. What have you seen out of him so far this year?
Yeah, Gus is a good, young, promising lineman. He's working at the center position, and he's just kind of gotten better and better every week as he learns how to play college football.
Regardless of whether or not Bo plays, do you need more production out of the wide receiver core? Just in general, do you need more production out of the wide receivers?
Well, I would say we need more production out of the entire offense. So the wide receivers are part of that equation, but I don't think they're at some point, you know, they should be highlighted as we need more from them as opposed to the tight ends or the running backs or the quarterbacks or the O-line. I think we all have to perform better, and coaches included.
How has the response been from the team? I know you got back out there last night, but have they been able to put that behind them real quickly, the Ohio State game?
I hope not. Yeah, I hope we can't put it behind us that quickly. That wasn't a great outing. So we have to get to work, and that's what we did, right? You get to work, and hopefully those kind of things fuel you a little bit and get you cranking here early in the week.
We always look at, like, the non-conference, the three games in non-conference, and then the Michigan and Ohio State. You know, we're going to be challenges, and you're 3-2, and a lot of people, that's where a lot of people expect you to be. Do you look at this stretch now as, like, a pivotal stretch, you know, the month of October?
I don't really look at stretches other than for long-term planning, travel, you know, bye week, those kind of things that have to be done in advance. Literally, and I know it's corny and it's coach speak and all those things, but I happen to believe 100% in it. Is this a one-game season? So we have to figure out a way. How are we going to win the Michigan State game and be 1-0 in that season? And we put everything we got into it, right? So I'm not probably looking as spiffy as I should, because it's been a little bit of a tough stretch here, right? But it's all about one thing: winning at Michigan State. And other than advanced planning, I don't really look down the road much. So much can change, right? Look, guys get hurt. Their guys get hurt. Games change. So,
just to piggyback off of Richie's question about Gus, what went the decision to move Ireland Brown to the offensive line? And it seems like he's caught on pretty quickly. You've put him in two games already.
Well, what went into it, you know, you don't move guys if there's not a need. So certainly there's a need. And as we've discussed many times, we keep trying to find a combination that is going to be successful in the schedule we play. And if that means taking guys from the other side of the ball, if they're capable, we'll do that. If it means transfer portal, we'll do that. If it means growing our own, we're hopefully doing that, right? But we got to get to the point where in the offensive line, we're capable of protecting the passer and running the football on a relatively consistent level. And, you know, that's not the case yet, but we're getting closer. All right, guys, thanks.